This is Angie LaRose, and I want to tell you about some of our local landmarks that are just fun. Some of the things that make Inglewood, Inglewood. First of all, the very first Foster's Freeze in California is right here in Inglewood. It's just a little shack. It's nothing special. You could drive by and never even see it. But it was the very first Foster's Freeze, and it was built in 1949. Second, let's talk about Randy's Donuts. Everybody knows Randy's Donuts because you see the big donut from the freeway, from the 405 freeway. Going north or going south doesn't matter. You can see that donut. Originally, there was a chain of donut stores that had the big donut on top of it. There were two size donuts. Randy's is the larger size, which is about 32 feet across, I believe. And the smaller one is slightly smaller at about 22 and a half or something like that. So it's a noticeable difference. If you've seen one, you will see the other and you'll go, oh, that's bigger, that's smaller. Originally, there were a couple of chains of donut stores with the design of just a little shack kind of thing to house the donut making and selling space and the big donuts on the top. Over the years, they have fallen by the wayside. They've been sold, they've been raised. Some of them are still in place, but the donuts are gone. So there are only, I believe, three left in LA with donuts. Randy's is the most famous of the bunch, probably because of where they're located, and you can see them off the freeway. That helps a lot. The visibility helps a lot. But Randy's works at being known. They have a website. They sell t-shirts. I think there's a Randy's hat, too. Everybody in Inglewood and the surrounding community for miles around knows Randy's Donuts. It's been around for a long, long time, and it's just a neat place. And their donuts are real good, too. We have in Los Angeles something called Googie Architecture. It's from the 50s. It's kind of space age. Think George Jetson and things of that nature. When we were talking about going into space and how things might look or feel or how we dress, things like that, Googie Architecture grew out of that concept and the 50s where things were new and wanted to throw off the tradition and the oldness of the way things looked from the 20s, 30s, 40s. That's Googie Architecture. It's characterized by sharp lines, pointed lines. It's just really neat. Well, we have, it's the only one left, although we did have another one in Inglewood. We have one place that is Googie Architecture, and that is Cafeteles Restaurant. It is now a Salvadoran restaurant, which of course belies the kind of architecture that it is. It's been around for probably since the 60s. It's gone through several owners. Googie Architecture was always used, at least originally, for just standard coffee shop fare. A burger, you know, a little steak thing for dinner or something of that nature, meatloaf, turkey. Ours has evolved into a Salvadoran restaurant, which is kind of neat. They have kept the architecture outside. They have kept the architecture inside for the most part. And they've just kind of worked with it. And they're lovely people. And it's right in the center of Inglewood. It's at La Brea and Manchester, right next to City Hall.